And good evening once again. This is Yitzhak Milman on our regularly scheduled time here on Radio Free Nachlaot, Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Welcome all. Good evening, husbands and wives, single people. This is our weekly topic of Shalom Bias, where we discuss Shalom Bias in the home based on Reb Shalom Arush's teachings. Gan HaShalom, a wonderful and best-selling book that really changed my life and many other people that I know really read this book. And every week, as we do, we have Reb Dror Kasuto with us talking about this topic of Shalom Bias. Good evening, Reb.
Good evening, Yitzhak, and all of the listeners.
We are coming to you from Chut Shel Chesed here on Shmuel HaNavim, right here in Jerusalem, two stops out of downtown. We have an English language kollel here, teaching that's growing and growing every week. And we welcome anybody to join us, two stops out of downtown, heading towards Pisgat Zeb, that direction. Shivtei Yisrael is the exit. And we welcome Reb Dror teaches us every day. Gemara and teachings on Shalom Bias, and it's a blessing that I found you, Reb Dror, and the class is expanding. I see we're getting more and more people.
Baruch Hashem, yes, Am Yisrael are very thirsty, and actually it's written that all of the salvation depends in wisdom. When people are looking for the wisdom to know how to know Hashem, so Mashiach can come, Bezrat Hashem. We're building those vessels that people are going to really have that will to see the kindness and the wonderful light and love of Hashem Yitbarach. Because for a lot of people it's hard even to know that Hashem loves them. They have an inner contradiction with that. They're always blaming themselves and think that Hashem hates them for sure. And it's all not true. So this is why Baruch Hashem we opened that English division to share that wonderful light of the wisdom of Rav Shalom Arush and Rabbi Nachman Breslev with another huge and main part of Am Yisrael.
You know, you touch on an interesting point. For a lot of us who have come from the West, in my case, America, and we come here, we learn and we grow, and it's almost frightening, wonderful, but frightening at the same time, because we grow and light gets shed on many areas of our life, and it doesn't look so good. And one of those particular areas is our relationships. I've been married for 36 years, and as you've taught, based on the teachings that we learn here of Rebbe Arush and Rebbe Nachman, of course, is Shalom Bias is so important to not only a man's home life, which is fairly obvious, but to what goes on for him in the world. So let's talk about the value and the importance of Shalom Bias and what this means to us.
So actually the Gemara in Masechet Chagiga is revealing a detail that is very important. The Gemara in Masechet Chagiga is saying to us that Bor Olam created the world to have Shalom Bayit in. This is the purpose. It's written, Lo tohu bera'a lashevet yetzara. Bor Olam created the world that people are going to sit in. What it means to sit, there's going to be houses. This is how Rav Shalom taught us in a shiur a few years ago in Masechet Chagiga. He said that it means to have Shalom Bayit. It means to have houses, that people accepting Shabbos, celebrating the holidays, educating the kids for Talmud Torah, and to have a good midot. And it all depends on Shalom Bayit. If the parents doesn't have Shalom Bayit, of course that the kids will not have no Yiddishkeit, no will to serve Hashem Yitbarach and to go on that path. Because actually kids are after happiness. They want joy. They want to be satisfied. And if now they see that in their house there is that satisfaction, there is happiness, the father is happy, the mother, she's happy. So they're saying, I want to have a house exactly like my parents, and looking someone that going to help them to build the same house. But if Judaism Chas Shalom look like a black lake, mm-hmm, that everyone's afraid to go into, mm-hmm, and no one wants that taste, Chas Shalom, and so the kids for sure they're going to look for the happiness in somewhere else. So you see that mamash, the reason that Bor Olam created the world is that people are going to be happy, and without Shalom Bayit there is no happiness. So mamash, it's something that we need to to put all of our powers into, mamash, to invest all of our powers in Shalom Bayit. But there is a lot of people that are also ready to invest and to put their powers, but they don't know how. This is why we need to get closer to tzaddikim, mm-hmm. and to learn from their experience and from their wisdom, what they received from their rabbis. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, mamash, it's a wisdom. Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a wonderful Shalom Bayit. It's written on Moshe Rabbeinu that he was parush. He was, how you say, parush. That he wasn't with his wife at all. He was parush. He was such a huge tzaddik, holy tzaddik, that he wasn't doing the mitzvot onah with his wife anymore. Mamash, he was, he parash. He, how you say parash?
Celibate.
Maybe.
Separated. Separated without intimacy.
And, but still, it's a known thing that his wife was very happy. Mm-hmm. She didn't have no problem with it. Mm-hmm. She wasn't frustrated and she was missing her husband. Where is he? All night he's working. Mm-hmm. No, she was happy. Mm-hmm. She was happy. She was Tzipora. She was flying. She was a mash. She was a bird. She was flying. Her name is Tzipora. It's a bird. Mm-hmm. Fege. Mm-hmm. She was flying. She was so happy that this is her husband. She knew. So, Shalom Bayit, it's not depends. I read once in a certain book, I don't remember his name, but I read there that there was a person that he was a Baal Tshuva. Maybe I told you that once even, that he was a Baal Tshuva. And when, and one time he came in the beginning of his Tshuva to visit in a rabbi's house that that invites him to eat in one meal of Shabbos. And in that meal he saw that rabbi and his wife are not talking at all, and they haven't touched each other, they haven't talked, they never even looked one at each other. And he testified that, he said it, that a love between husband and wife that he saw in that house at that night, he never saw in his life, in no other house. And they haven't spoken a word, they haven't touched each other, they haven't smiled to each other, they haven't looked to each other, but he saw the honor and the love that was hovering inside that house. He was amazed. So this is the love, Shalom Bayit, it's Shechina Kedosha. It means that Hashem is with you in the house. So a lot of people want to do that, but they don't know how. This is why we need to purchase the book Garden of Peace, Began HaShalom, by the author Harav Shalom Arush Shlita, and to take out the advice that we need, advice that he learned by his in his life. He said on that book that when he finished writing that book, the rabbanit, his wife, she took the sheets and the manuscript and she looked at it and she read it all from the beginning till the end. And it's written there that the person is not allowed to rebuke his wife and to say bad comments to his wife. And that the woman is supposed to be the first important thing for the man in his life, and always to honor her, and never to a lot of very, very complex advice that mamash, it can be every one of us going to have so many questions on every topic, and mamash, we need to learn it deep, a lot of responsibility there is to take responsibility in that book. And when she finished reading that book, she came to Rav Shalom and she gave him back those papers, the book, and she told him, "I am testifying that you done everything that you wrote in that book." It means mamash, askama, agreement, mamash, it's a proof that the person, Rav Shalom, the tzaddik, he wrote it mamash from his blood, from his tears, from his effort, from his prayers, from his tefillot, from the field, from his limud. He wrote it with the blood of his heart. Mamash, he took it out from his neshama. And words that comes out from a heart, they're getting inside to the heart of the person that reads those words and hear those words. Baruch Hashem. I cannot say the same things about myself, because for sure I failed in every advice that's written in that book. But still I know that for sure, if I wouldn't have the strong will to do what it is written, and the hishtadlut, to try and to accept on myself that this is the truth, people wouldn't listen to me also. Mm-hmm. So for sure that if I have also a certain ability, it's also because we're trying. we're trying. We know that it's the truth. So the Diburim, even if we are failing, they're coming from our hearts. Because the heart is really, we want to do so. It's also the time to know that each and every one of you, listeners, soon going to be viewers, right? We're going to do it all live in the internet, Be'ezrat Hashem. So Be'ezrat Hashem. Maybe then people also can take the lesson to that message for distribution. If you know someone, friend, relative that he needs help in Shalom Bayit, buy that book for him. How much it gonna cost you? 30 shekels, 25, 40 shekels if you buy it from someone in the street or something like that. 40, 50 shekels, so what? So make it ma'asrot money or donation or tzedakah. Tzedakah tatzil mimavet. You're saving someone from death, spiritual death. You can take those books to hand them to someone else, to give it to someone, or I don't know what. Somehow to try to help someone, you can save a family by giving that book to the husband, Mamash, to let him read. Also, I'm sorry, Rav Yitzchak, one more second. There is that other book for women that calls Women Wisdoms. And in that book, it's teaching the women their side of Shalom Bayit. And also, Mamash, it can save lives. It can give the women hope and strength to stand up in all of the craziness of the husbands in this generation.
You know, when I first read that the book, the first time I read Ganei Shalom, my first reading, I saw a few things that I was guilty of and needed some correction and to create Shalom bias. By the second time I read the book, I saw most of the book was talking to me. So now my third reading, I'm totally convinced and totally understand. Its main foundation, and here's a question, Reb Dror, I want to ask you. One of the Reb Arush's main foundations of the book is no comments and criticisms. So elaborate on that. What is that? What's that really entail, no comments and criticisms to our wives?
Actually, first of all, we need to understand where is it coming from. It's coming from the nature, the real nature that Borei Olam planted in the woman. This is her nature. That what? That she cannot receive rebukes. She doesn't have that ability. And even if there is a very important woman and very wise, and she's saying, no, I want people to fix me, and she wants to be polite, all right, so she know how to lie, or that she want to be in that level, but actually it's not their nature at all. Women, they need honor, and it doesn't mean that they're bad in that. They need to be loved. This is a woman nature. She have to be loved. She have to feel that someone loves her, that someone care about her. And if someone is rebuking her, immediately she understand that he's got problems with her. And if he's got problems with her, so she don't know how to deal with it. And it affects her life in a way that she is losing her happiness, she is losing her joy. And from that, this is actually the source to that advice. This is where that advice is coming from. To understand the ability, the power of accepting rebukes of your wife. She doesn't have it. If now you're going to try to do that, even from the best reason, from a much good, strong will to help and to support and to love and to care, you're giving her something that she cannot deal with. You really love her? Daven on her. You really want to help her? Try to give a hand. Try to be there, to support her. If you're going to work with her on her happiness, not by advice and by being wise, make her happy. Buy her things, say good words, come to the house early, help her, don't waste your time on nonsense, talk to her, be there for her, care. If really you're going to do that, she's going to be so happy that by that happiness, she's going to find more powers to do the things that you think that she needs to do. But with your rebukes and things that you're saying and hard things that you're saying to her, she's just blaming herself more. And it's pushing more, putting more on her head and pushing her to the edge. And she feels, even my husband is not supporting me. Life's so hard and I don't have nothing. And even my husband, when he's coming, he's rebuking me and he's saying this and that. And why should I live in this kind of world? So she don't want life at all, Mamash. And And it's very critical. Mm. In this generation, mamash, mamash critical. You see, people, mamash, give up on life. They don't have the strength and the power to deal with small, small things. Things that people in other generations couldn't deal with for sure. They were just jumping above it and running. People now, no, I want to die. I don't have the strength. I don't have the power to deal with it. What happened? What happened to you? You lack of a little bit of money. You don't know how to fix your life. You know, your house is a mess. So what? There is a lot of things to do. But people are weak in this generation. People are not the first time in this world. We are Gilgulim. It's different lifetimes. We have so many experiences. We're so old. Each and every one of us. You're not 50. You're not 60. You're not 30. You're 300 years old. You're 500 years old. Mamash, your neshama is old. Your neshama went through a lot, and you're tired, and you're weak. And we have to understand that. Our wives, mamash, they're into this world so many times. And Ari HaKadosh even saying something amazing. Ari HaKadosh is saying that Chava Imenu, this is the mother soul of all of the neshamot of the female, he's saying that Ari HaKadosh, that Chava Imenu fixed her sin. She's not supposed to come to the world anymore. She fixed it. Just that Adam HaRishon haven't fixed his tikkun. He haven't come to his tikkun yet. So because that Chava Imenu, she saw that he needs her help, she decided to come with him to the world again. So actually your wife is here just for you. Just because you haven't fixed your part yet, you haven't completed your mission yet. And she said, alright, I know I'm going to suffer, but what can I do? I love him. I care about him. So she, mamash, gave everything for you, just that you're going to come to your tikkun. And now you have more complaints on her. You're not happy. You're not doing it what they do. You're not reading Tehillim. Why are you not saying Birkat Hamazon out loud? Why are you not... What's the problem? Wake up a little half an hour earlier. Make the dishes, and I'm gonna enjoy for my female slave. What's the problem? Mamash, I cannot understand them. What's going on with them? You have an answer, Yitzchak?
I don't understand.
How are you, Yitzchak?
It's a mystery to me. If you want to write us, I should make note. Please write us, email us at amunachannel@gmail.com. Amuna, EMUNAH. Channel, CHANNEL, at gmail.com, in Reb Dror, we'll discuss and we'll talk about your question.
Also, maybe we can offer them to jump into our YouTube in Emuna channel also over there. They can write Rav Dror, RAVDROR, in YouTube, and they're going to see us smiling.
Wow. Teachings all over, the lights of the world. From our class, we have a student here, and he has a question. I'm going to introduce Moshe. Moshe, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks. So I'm still looking for my soulmate, hoping to put all this wonderful information to practice soon, hoping that I can. And my question is that I know an awful lot of other people, especially older people, middle age and older, divorced, never married, and seems they're really working, and a lot of them are learning. If they're not learning this material, they're really trying and they're good people, but they can't seem to find their soulmates, to find their spouses, for whatever reason, both men and women. And I know how important Shalom Bayit is, and like you said, Rav Dror, their wives are coming to this world and to give them a tikkun, but it seems like so many of them are just not even getting the chance to have that tikkun, not even getting the chance to work whatever it is they need to work out. And I'm wondering if you can speak to that, like, why are they not getting the chance, and what can they do?
Be'ezrat Hashem, it's a very painful subject in this generation. Mamash, there is a lot of people getting divorced, and a lot of very, even old people that never been married, and it is very painful. But also the answer can be a little bit painful, can be a little bit hard. The thing is, when we're saying in the chuppah to the new couple that we're blessing them, that they're going to be happy, We're saying to Hashem Yitbarach to make them happy, kesamechacha yetzircha began eden mikedem. Make them happy like Adam and Chava, that they were happy in heaven. What happened in heaven? What was the happiness that was in heaven that we're blessing them to have also today when we're here in a place that Rabbeinu called it hell? What can we say? What can we do? So the answer is that when they were in heaven, there was no competing, there was no contest between Chava and another woman. Adam HaRishon wasn't looking on any other woman, so he had his wife and he was happy with her. This is the happiness. When you love your wife, it means that you're holy, that you're looking only at your wife. But when people are wandering after their eyes and looking for their soulmate and for the neshama, it doesn't mean to look after neshama. You want to look for the neshama, look deep inside into your neshama, you're going to find your neshama, your neshama is going to come to you. But when people are looking outside, they see bodies, they see options, they see thoughts, and now it's hard to choose. And now they're looking and looking and looking and wandering in the world, and they're losing their shidduch. By looking for the shidduch, you can lose your shidduch. Because people are looking, alright, I want my wife to be blonde, I want my wife to be tall, I want my wife to be happy, I want my wife to be frum, I want my wife to be strong, But it's not your wife. Your wife, she's brunette, and she's low, and she's fat, and she doesn't want to wear a kisui rosh. And this is your wife, hair cover. She doesn't want head cover, and she doesn't want all of the kedusha, but this is your wife. What are you going to do now? This is your wife, mister, and you need to marry her, and you need to be there for her, and to support her. And now if you're going to do that, and you're going to love her, and you're going to appreciate what she's doing for you, so then she's going to be happy. And when she's going to be happy, you're going to be happy. And then when you're both going to be happy, the Shekhinah is going to be in your house. And you're going to be so satisfied that you can never imagine how much you're going to be happy. Because the Shekhinah is going to be in your house. Even more than if your wife was blonde and tall and I don't know what. And you think that you would be happy with it. You wouldn't be happy. All of your life you could be envious and suffering. And she had a lot of things to say. And she could be arrogant. And she's not your wife. She's just not your wife. And who knows what else can be? So you're looking for your desire instead of looking for your wife, for the neshama. But if you're looking for the neshama, you're going to find the neshama. But if you look to satisfy your desire, someone that she's on mute and she can tell the most amazing jokes when you push her nose, it's not exist. So people keep on looking and looking and looking until they're losing hope. They're losing hope. You saw your wife so many times, Bar Olam let you saw your wife. The real mate is something that Bar Olam is bringing into your arms all of the time, and we need to have faith in it. Really, what is our will? We want to serve Hashem or we want to have fun? You want to have fun? Why don't you get married to have fun? It's craziness. Only obligations. It's written that the person that marries a wife is taking a yoke on his shoulder. It's not so fun. There is a lot of things that you cannot do after you're getting married. You cannot do whatever you like. You cannot sleep late. You cannot go out to bed late. You cannot eat whatever and whenever you want. You cannot everything that you're not free. To go, to meet with your friends, to go to, I don't know what to do, to watch films, movies, everything. You need to litchashev, to think that there is someone else that you have to consider, that you have to think about. It can be very hard. So what are you looking for? Oh, if you do look for someone, what you need to look for? You need to look for someone to help her, someone to be there for her, someone to build a house with. So those are things that she doesn't need to be blonde or brunette for that. She doesn't need to be short or tall for that. She doesn't look. She have to be look amazing or to be the most funniest woman. You don't need all of those things. She just need to have a good will to build a house that based on Judaism. And even if it's hard for her to put a head cover, so what? It's hard for you. Also, there is a lot of things that are very hard for you to do, and you're not doing them daily. And you're not doing them daily. why you're not doing them daily? Because it's hard for you to do them. So on yourself, it's easy for you to accept it, but for her, you want her to be perfect. Why? She's not married a perfect husband, so why would you marry a perfect woman? So actually, we have to understand that if really, 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 we want to find our shidduch, we have to sacrifice. We have to sacrifice our desires. Our desires. If you marry her for money, you have to drop that. If you marry her for beauty, for lust, chas v'shalom, no chance that you're going to have shalom bayit. No chance, forget it. You will not have shalom bayit. If you're after lusts and desires, you will not have shalom bayit. No chance in the world. Maybe you're going to have lusts and desires. Shalom bayit, you will not have shalom bayit. It's a cause. It's a cause, a tatzah. It's a result of kedusha, of holiness. Only when a person, mamash, is holy and working on himself, on his midot, to be polite, to be good, to help others, and he cares, and he loves, only then he can have a real shalom bayit and find his mate, because Bar Olam is saving you from marrying someone that is not good for you. To be with separated, it's better, it's horrible, but it's better than to be married to someone else's wife, just to a woman that she's not your wife. This is mamash, can be hell.
That's these are good words, Reb Kasuto. You know, I want to ask you, we only have about 60 seconds, so I'll let you get out of this question until maybe next week. But you're a young guy. You're in your 30s, right, Reb Dor?
Yes, I do.
All right. One wants to know what travails, what you had to experience in order for you to attain this level of understanding and insight, because I know you're a good husband. And I know you've worked on this, and maybe next week we'll talk a little bit about what your particular challenges have been in your marriage.
For sure, I can say one short thing, that without a Rav, you can forget my success, mamash, because really everything that I have, I got from a Rav. I know that I have a good will, I have a neshama, a Jewish neshama, I have a good, strong will to do good, but the wisdom to know how, mamash, Baruch Hashem, I got it from a Rabbi, from Rav Shalom Arush, Hashem Shmoroto, Vichayoto. And Bezat Hashem, each and every one that's going to try to taste from those wonderful books and CDs that have been written and translated by Rav Boyde, mamash, been written by Rav Shalom and translated by Rav Boyde, mamash, can enjoy and see, mamash, find honey, mamash, and happiness and joy. Very good.
Please come join us at Chut Shel Chesed on Shmuel Hanavi, two stops out of downtown, and appreciate the wisdoms and the insights of Reb Arush, as faithfully put out by Reb Kasuto. I'm just having the time of my life, and you should come and share that all. So please come see us, drop in Chut Shel Chesed, Shmuel Hanavi, emunachannel@gmail.com. Keep in touch. Good evening. Good night, Reb Dror.
Good night. Thank you very much.